This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And we thank you for that very much. We sure do. You're family to us. We love those conversations. And never, ever, ever think that you don't have a whole ton to contribute, because your common sense weighing in on what's on your mind is what makes the show go, and we very much appreciate it. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here as well, as always. We have Daniel answering the phones and Kevin manning the controls. And we're hard at it today on what's on your mind. It's unusual, but we only had one guest today, and I do that from time to time. I mainly felt bad that we didn't get to as many people as I'd like to on Friday, and so we're making up for that right now. We have one guest is at the bottom of the hour. It's a woman by the name of Kathy Keeley. She is from the Missouri School of Journalism, a professor there. She says, and I'm dying to, I'm sure I'll give her fits, but I mean, I'll be like that annoying student in her class. She says we should have less anonymous sources. They should be limited. I believe they're what's wrong with journalism. I really do. I cannot live with myself if I don't play for you today the comments of Senator Kennedy from Louisiana. He's from Louisiana. You'll know as soon as you hear him, he's from Louisiana. And he is the funniest guy ever. He's the only United States senator that can make me laugh out loud, like really laugh out loud. I mean, he's just got the little quirks and things, and he says he has the benefit of all of it being true. Benefit of all of it being true as well. So we're going to play him before we end the program. I'll do a little. We'll start it in a little while here, maybe in the next segment, and then wrap up at the last segment of the hour. Just to try and get it all in and spread it out a little bit. All right. Here is a call that came in during the break, and others welcome. Telephone numbers, folks. That's how you call us on the telly. 701-258-0550.
On the television?
No, the telly's the telephone, isn't it? Or is telly the
go back and watch Monty Python some more.
Okay, yeah, well, I didn't watch enough, obviously.
On the telly.
800-228-0550, toll free. You can text Todd. He loves it. He absolutely loves it. I don't know why. He always has it in his pocket, and he has it on vibrate. That's why he just says, get me more texts. I don't know what's going on. That was really stupid. 701-226-8503.
You're right, it was, but that's all right.
Good, because it's not true. You're looking at it, aren't you? You can see your phone right in front of you.
I actually never have it on vibrate, just because I get... And nobody wants to hear everybody's phone do that moo sound, you know.
Mine doesn't do a moo sound. It does vibrate a little, so I know that I'm getting a call, at least.
But it's that kind of a sound, though.
Yeah.
Because, you hear the sound it makes, but...
We should do a whole show on just, you know, the etiquette of phones and the annoying things people do. My personal favorite is when they... this is a true story, by the way. Mine started making noise at the Donald Trump event. My wife gave me a look like, seriously? You can't shut up. And it was just like this total inadvertent thing, like some YouTube video came up. It wasn't even something
nice.
I pressed on. I didn't, yeah, oh yeah, I know. And of course, we were way up front, so. Oh man. That's for entertainment. I was trying to entertain my wife. My number to text me, 701-367-2054, including if you want info on the trip to Washington, D.C. If you want the info on the trip to Norway, you call our friend Carol Jubin, Jubin Tours. He's going to take you over there on his 175th trip. I'm not kidding you. Fjords, a lot of fjords in the future. Big boat. It's a cruise ship is what it is, but it's going to go see some things too. Land and water. It's just going to be phenomenal. In Bergen, Oslo, it's all incredible. 800-343-0093 on that. Or if you are interested in Washington, D.C., and that's coming up. That's December 4th, so you got to hustle on that one. Text me, 701-367-2054. Just put D.C. in there. Or email Scott H. at flagfamily.com. All right, call that came in during the break said what?
I know how important the Senate race is, very important, but we're worried about losing the House, and hardly anybody's talking about the House race in North Dakota. So I think maybe that should be stressed on a little bit also. This is Harvey. Thank you.
Harvey, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think that race has not got enough attention. I think it's just a product of a Senate race that is the talk of the nation, and so a lot of people there. But North Dakotans should be focusing on that as well. I think Kelly Armstrong and Max Schneider would agree with that. Come on, what about us? What about us? You know, I think there's a little bit of that going on. So you're exactly right. You're right. Let's get Frank in Northwest Minnesota in here. Northwest Minnesota is really big. Like, that's a lot of, you know, District 7 in Minnesota. Where exactly in Northwest Minnesota are you, Frank?
I'm north of Thief River Falls.
North of Thief. Okay, got it now. You know where St. Hilaire is? That's the other end.
South. I do.
Yeah. Not many people do, but I do. I turned that corner many times going back to Grand Forks over the years. Yeah,
well,
a lot of fun.
Gas on at the Cruise Inn.
Pardon me?
Yeah, you can put gas on right there in the Cruise Inn.
Yeah, and there's like a little municipal kind of a lounge and something or another right there too, as I recall.
Yeah, can I pretend I'm a lawyer on the radio this morning?
Yes, please do. Who am I if you're the lawyer?
You can be one of the jury.
I'll be in the jury. Okay, I'm listening. All right, got it.
Okay, this guy is a kid. Kavanaugh got in trouble. And the girl that's accusing him is 2 years younger, and they were all drunk. What were they doing, and how does she remember better than he does if she's 2 years younger and maybe can't handle the alcohol? Like, you know, this guy's supposed to be an expert drinker at this time in high school.
That's a good question. You're questioning her memory on this whole thing, huh?
Yes.
I guess,
you know,
in a juror talk?
Pretty smart, but I mean, there's always two sides of a story, and would she be willing to take a lie detector test?
That question should be asked. Yeah.
Because I know waterboarding is out. That's what it's supposed to be. Maybe you should go on Jerry Springer and have at her.
Let's solve this on Jerry Springer.
Jerry,
I think that suggestion would go over better than would the... The whole waterboarding thing. For
can't
him.
Do any but worse, I, you know.
Yeah, our best to everyone in Thief River Falls, though. Pat in Georgetown, what's next on what's on your mind?
I just want to ask the question about what was the young girl doing in their room with two guys that are drunk by herself?
Yeah, or even at this little house party, right? Come on, hello, paging mom
right.
and dad. Yeah.
Right.
Now, you aren't suggesting, I don't think, that she deserved whatever she got if she was.
No. No, but what was she doing in there with two guys in a room by herself?
Yeah, hopefully she thought...
You got to ask that question.
Well, I'd say, yeah, I mean, if in fact it happened, I don't know. My biggest thing is the timing. I just don't know if this horrible, awful thing happened to her, why she decides to inject herself in, to become the next Anita Hill. To me, this is going to be a spectacle of all spectacles. She's going to be, either way, this, celebrity that's on 60 Minutes. And did I mention she's a California professor? So I'm just kind of connecting the dots. That's all.
Yes. And another thing, too, now she's getting all kinds of emails and all kinds of stuff. She didn't want it public. Well, it's really public now.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a ploy. If you didn't want it public, you don't want it public, and you're still not public,
right.
And you'd say, I want this anonymous hearing, let's go into the... Instead, it's now, she's in the Washington Post. And
I feel bad for Kavanaugh's family. They're going through hell right now, and it's terrible.
Well, they're conservative, and a lot of liberals hate them and don't like them, and they think the Supreme Court is theirs, so that's what comes with the turf. It's sick. It's disgusting. I'm completely with you. Completely with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we're praying for the poor guy.
Let me ask Todd something. I'm guessing the answer is no, but we'll see, Pat. Okay. Todd, did you know that there was a Georgetown, Minnesota?
I did not.
How about that? There is.
We're outside of Moorhead.
Yeah, not far away at all.
About 10 miles, something like that.
Good spot.
Up there by Pearly.
Yeah, not far from. I'm about probably 10 miles from Pearly, going north.
There you go.
I'm right in the middle.
We love it. We love it. Thank you so much for the call. You take care.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Martin. There's a great name. What's on your mind, Martin?
Remember way back when Kavanaugh was pushed to the front of the line by both the Democrats and the Republican Party? Both of them wanted him ahead of everybody else, especially the Democrats. So who's to say that this information wasn't found long time ago when he was vetted for the Bush and other stuff, that this was dropped, no big deal, and the Democrats knew this and just decided to dig this out of the dirt and bring it to the forefront as their last trump card?
Well, I guess nothing would surprise me. Hey, we got this on him, so he's the guy we want, right?
Yeah, they wanted him in there, and knowing that they can bring this up at the last minute.
I don't doubt they've known about this for a long time. Yeah.
Because Kavanaugh was then vetted extremely before he got into the Bush office.
Yeah, good point, so Martin. Thank you
all
for
right.
that.
Have a great day.
You too. More coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota, this message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Probably are thinking what I'm thinking. What is CJ working on today at Dak Diesel? I have the answer right here for you in the form of CJ himself from Dak Diesel. Good morning, CJ. What are you up to?
Just the usual. I got a little bit of everything going on. I got guys that are out sick, so basically I'm here by myself. That's been going on for the last few weeks, so It's just a rat race, putting in 16-hour days, you know, so get everything from the semis all the way down to pickups and bobcats. So just whatever you have that needs work on, you know, that we basically do it, you know, even the new electronic engines, we do all that stuff, so.
That is the best. And by the way, I bet you're not like ready for a nap or want to take a break or want to go, you know, make donuts for a living or anything. You're just loving what you're doing and fixing those up, don't you?
Oh, I do. It's just one of those things that, you know, after a while, you know, a person's body kind of gets worn out, you know, and it's just, you know, a person's ready for a break. But this weekend I took a little bit of a break. The first Saturday I've had off in I think like 4 or 5 weeks, so it was kind of nice to have that. But yeah, I'm just back at it again another Monday morning.
And
so
they go to, that's where they just get her done, folks. So get them in there, they'll get it done. DakDiesel.com or call them at 701-258-5011 for an appointment. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Thanks, Scott. Have a great week.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Okay. Let me play a little bit of Senator Kavanaugh here. I promised I would. He was on Fox News Sunday yesterday, and they said they invited like 10 Democratic senators, and they all declined. So I guess Heidi Heitkamp's just using the playbook of you know, all these other Democratic senators. This is what they do. But listen to the interview, and just, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I'll play a bit of it because it's, number one, insightful, good information, but also a bit hilarious, too. Roll on.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote this week to send the nomination to the Supreme Court of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Senate floor. But will a letter accusing Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct in high school derail his confirmation? Joining us now from Louisiana, Senator John Kennedy, a Republican member of the Judiciary Committee. We should note we invited all 10 committee Democrats to join us today. None of them accepted. But we're happy to have you, Senator Kennedy. What do you make of this allegation against Kavanaugh back when he was a teenager? Do you think it'll do anything to derail his nomination, his confirmation?
I'm fairly confident that our founding fathers did not intend the process to work this way. So far, it's pretty much been an intergalactic freak show. Senator Grassley, our chairman, did the best he could at the hearing. Senators kept interrupting him. They ignored the rules. We had over 240 protesters who stood up screaming. The only thing missing, I think, was the genitalia-shaped headgear. There were wild accusations about Kavanaugh that he's evil, he hates women, he hates children, he hates little warm puppies. And now we have this recent allegation by Senator Feinstein. I mean, here's what we know. She's produced a letter. It's a secret letter, and we're not entitled to see it or know who wrote it. It supposedly was put together with the help of Stanford Law School. The lady in the letter says that 35 years ago, when she was a teenager and Judge Kavanaugh was a teenager, he allegedly made sexual advances against her at a party. Now, Kavanaugh denies it. The only other person in the room denies it. Senator Feinstein's had the letter since July. For 3 months, she said nothing, nothing, zero, nada, zilch. She didn't say anything in the confirmation hearing. She didn't say anything in our confidential session with Judge Kavanaugh when the senators and the nominee met privately. And now, after it's all over, she produces the letter. I think, Chris, in my opinion, most Americans are looking at this, most mainstream Americans, and they're thinking that Congress has hit rock bottom and started to dig. And I have been embarrassed by the whole process. And frankly, I'm no disrespect to Senator Feinstein or to Stanford Law School, but I'm a little bit offended. I sit on Judiciary Committee. They've had this stuff for 3 months. If they were serious about it, they should have told us about it.
Oh, it's so good. That whole thing is good. But my personal favorite, they're pretty much looking at an intergalactic freak show.
That they've hit rock bottom and they started digging.
The only thing missing, the genitalia-shaped hats, referring to the Planned Parenthood ladies who are so extreme.
I didn't realize they'd stolen my show intro.
Todd Mitchell!
You know, I used that for years.
You used what?
That whole speech.
Yeah,
it's all plagiarized from my show.
Was it really? Darn it.
Anyway. Yeah. Especially that one part.
Brad and Minot, you're on What's On Your Mind.
This is just another in a long series of, I'll call it a dirty trick or whatever. They've had it for months. They bring it out now. I'm concerned that people on our side do not understand the kind of people we're up against. I really view this as kind of a soft civil war, and these people are going to use every trick under the book now and in the future, and I just want to make sure our side is prepared for this kind of thing, because now look, we've got another 3, 4, 5 days that we're going to spend on nonsense, basically, on defense, when we should be the ones making some offensive moves. Moves to preempt this kind of thing, because these people are serious. They will want to win at any cost. It does not matter who they're going to trash, whose lives they're going to ruin. They don't care. So I think we better steel ourselves for a pretty tough fight, a little better than we've done in the past, and that includes our politicians on our side.
I completely agree with you. The Constitution's in the balance. I mean, that's what this is about. Yeah, I mean, if they win... you know what? The founding fathers take a punch to the gut. The Constitution as we know it, that's what they want. They want that as another branch of their legislative policy making. They do not want...
These people play for keeps, and they're deadly serious when it comes to winning, and they do not care what the cost is. They're willing to do it. And I just want to make sure, we can lament this all we want to, but we better be prepared for a very, very tough fight for a long time.
Yeah, you got to fight. You absolutely do. You got to do something. You can't just talk about how horrible it is. Get on the phone to Heidi Eichamp's office, and just plead, hey, come on. Come on against this stuff. Somebody needs to break through. I'm sorry, Wes and Fargo, just a short time, but go ahead and take the rest of the time here. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks. I think the senator in his last caller pointed out that's one of the big issues. We got to deal with the Kavanaugh issue, but Feinstein and Schumer ought to be put under oath in front of the Judiciary Committee and asked, why did they withhold this information this long? It's nothing but dirty politic tricks. And furthermore, did Heidi Heitkamp know about it? Is that why she hasn't indicated whether she was going to vote for this guy or not? Or was she
just
voting for this?
Yeah, you bet she... great point, Wes. She's holding back because she knows this is coming, more than likely. I couldn't agree with you anymore. What a disgrace.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 17 deaths are now blamed on Florence, now a tropical depression. The remnants of the storm dumping rain now on the Virginias and parts of Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Bill Saffo, the mayor of Wilmington, North Carolina, says,
we'll get through it. We're resilient down here. We live here on the coast because we love living here. But
you have to take into consideration these things are going to happen from time to time.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh again denying an allegation of sexual misconduct. The White House releasing a new statement from Kavanaugh calling it a completely false allegation. The federal judge says he has, quote, never done anything like what the accuser describes to her or to anyone else. A California woman alleges Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were going to high school. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Our friends at Go Wireline, one of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind. If you don't know the folks at Go Wireline, get to know them. If you're looking for a wireline career, they are North Dakota guys and known for decades. Just to have some, just the experience that folks need. So they also, by the way, have industry-leading benefits. GoWireline.com/careers and find out more about them at GoWireline.com. All right, 28 before the top of the hour, 10:32 on the program, and our journalism professor joining us momentarily. You let me know when we're ready to go there, Daniel. And, okay, you're trying to reach her. And then in the meantime, a couple of things. I haven't got to all the text, so I'm going to use the last segment for that today. I want to do that. Here's another question for the very colorful Senator Kennedy from Louisiana on whether or not Kavanaugh's through all this going to get confirmed.
Yes, I think the vote will be 11-10.
That's a straight party line vote.
Straight party line vote. I think the nomination will come to the floor. That'll be up to Senator McConnell. I think every Republican will vote for Judge Kavanaugh. I think at least two and probably more Democrats will. You may disagree with Judge Kavanaugh's political or judicial rather philosophy. I don't. Kavanaugh believes that the role of a judge is to interpret the law, not make the law, and I agree with that. No fair-minded American can believe that he's not qualified. He went to Yale Law School. He didn't get his law degree from Costco. He has a total command of Supreme Court precedent. I think he's a legal rock star. Now, this new allegation, I don't know what our Democratic friends expect us to do. What do they want us to do? We got a letter. But it's secret. We don't know who wrote it. All we know is that a female wrote it from California, and Stanford Law School helped her write it. And we can't see who are going to cross examine Senator Feinstein.
Oh my God! It's about right though. Who would they cross examine? I think they'll end up having to have a hearing though. On the other hand, you would stop the circus. If you just voted and got it done and said, this is ridiculous.
He got his degree from where?
Costco. Wasn't that hilarious? He didn't get his law degree from Costco.
He got it from Yale, right?
He did, yeah.
I'm sure somebody from Harvard would agree with the Costco remark that he actually got it from Costco. But that's
exactly right. Oh, my gosh. Have I ever told you guys that story about that rivalry is like unbelievable, you know, the Yale-Harvard rivalry? And our daughter goes there. So now I've had a chance to see it up close. And, for instance, at the last football game, when they played each other, it was at Yale last year. So they, the Harvard kids descend, literally descend on campus. And they don't stay at hotels. They stay in everywhere, like in the Union and, you know, all the different places. And some kids take them in and, you know, it's hilarious. They don't even know them. Ah, come on in. It's that weekend. But my personal favorite on the rivalry is New Haven, Connecticut, where Yale is a little on the dangerous side, right? The campus is kind of walled off, but New Haven's a little shaky. It feels, it has like a kind of a, you know, New York Bronxish kind of feel. You know what I mean? So people make fun of that because Cambridge isn't not exactly that. So if you're at Harvard, you make fun of that. Oh, New Haven, you're going to get shot, whatever. So it's Bulldog Weekend. That's when the students come in from all over and see the campus for the first time. They're accepted freshmen, and they're going to decide if they're going to go here or not. And one year, we understand, I think this, I can't remember, it was the year before our daughter was at Bulldog Days or the year after, whatever. So one year, the students from Harvard came in and put Yale shirts on and did tours. They did the tour guide. They played tour guide. So there's now Harvard kids touring Yale parents and students around. You following me? You got this? Okay. And so they're on the campus of Yale, but they're Harvard kids playing. They're faking that they're tour guides from Harvard. Okay. And or rather from Yale. So here's how the tour starts. Okay, now we're going to take you to a number of locations, but as you probably heard, New Haven isn't real safe. So if you hear gunshots, which is quite frequent, that you hear gunshots, just go down on all fours. Just go to the ground as fast as you can.
Oh, my God.
They're telling the kids. Oh, I love that story. Oh, my gosh. That's just a classic prank, isn't it? That's right out of Animal House. Ah, dandy. Okay, so that was my way of stalling until our guest. Are we not finding our guest? Just found our guest. Okay, found our guest. That's fabulous. All right, we got our guest. You lose your comb, and then you find it. That was another classic from... Fine guess. All right, so the previous spokesperson for the hearings from the Senate Judiciary Committee, the one and only Senator Kennedy. Now we're going to talk a little bit about journalism, because I am of the opinion Washington, D.C. Is a swamp, largely as a result of just sort of all sense of rules and decorum are gone. And one of those is in journalism, is in media. I can't tell you how many times I read some headline with a bombshell, you know, story to it, and you read it, and I go, okay, who said this? Who actually said that this happened? And I can't find them. I don't know why. Kathy Keeley is with the Missouri School of Journalism. She's a professor there, and she agrees with me. Not every day I agree with a journalism professor, just so you know, Kathy, so it's kind of fun. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm thinking there should be some extraordinary reason for anonymous sources, like, you know, Woodward and Bernstein and Watergate. Other than that, no, just, you know, tell us who this person is. If they won't go on record, then come on. Why? First of all, how do you think we've gotten to this point where they are so prevalent?
Well, actually, it's probably because of Watergate. Made anonymous sources cool, you know, and it's interesting because I worked for many, many years in Washington before I started to teach, and what you tended to see, it wasn't just the journalists, it was the news sources themselves. It became kind of a status symbol, kind of like, I'm so important, you can't quote me. And so you saw this proliferation of people wanting to give briefings on background or, you can't quote me, but you can say I'm a senior administration official, blah, blah, blah. So it really became part of the culture. And we've even seen it trickle down to state and local level. So I really think it's important for us to push back on that as members of the public. And if my view is, if people are being paid by the taxpayers, we, the taxpayers, deserve to know what they think by name. And there are only the use of anonymous sources shouldn't be banned altogether. There are times when it's appropriate, but it should be the exception, not the rule. And certainly, I think it should be really exceptional when we're talking about people who are on the public payroll, paid by the taxpayers. I think it's incumbent on all of us, and certainly people in news organizations, to push back and to say, no, we need your name.
Yeah. And when you say taxpayers, in other words, so you're talking about somebody selected. You know, you shouldn't be able to hide behind. You shouldn't be able to hide behind the fact that you're a mayor or a council member or a member of Congress and not go on the record. Is that what you're putting the onus
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. No, that's what I'm saying. In fact, I'll give you a really good example. When I worked for USA Today, there was a decision made by the then Bush administration about whether or not to allow drugs from Canada, which were a lot cheaper, still are a lot cheaper, for a whole lot of reasons, to be re-imported into the United States. And so the Bush administration decided not to do that, and they organized this big phone call where there were about six different officials on the phone, and all the reporters were on the phone. And the rules for disclosure, they said, well, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for HHS will be on the record for the introduction, but not for the Q&A. And for the Q&A, the Surgeon General will be on the record, but not for this part. And it was so complicated that I thought, thank God I'm running a recording device because I could never remember all these ground rules. And so each of these people gave their spiel, and the reporters had to wait and take turns asking questions. It was a very manipulative event. And I said, when it got to be my turn, I said, I don't have a question, but as a reporter for USA Today, I want to register a complaint. You are making a major decision that affects a lot of Americans. You are all paid by the taxpayers. They deserve to know your name. And every single person except one agreed to go on the record. And, of course, the public relations people were not too happy. But my point was, if you're taking money from the public deserves to know who you are if you're going to make a criticism. And there are a few occasions where you might make an exception. But for people who are in power, I think that should be very, very rare indeed. Because one of the things I teach students is don't do somebody else's dirty work for them. So if one politician wants to criticize another politician, that person should be willing to do so on the record, meaning they're willing to have their name used. If they're not, they're essentially taking pot shots at somebody and hiding behind a reporter. And that's just not right.
Do you think editors deserve some of this blame? I mean, technically, they're the ones that say yay or nay on an anonymous source, aren't they?
Yes, and I think in a lot of cases, editors have pushed back, but I think a couple of things have happened. There's been a change, of course, in the media environment because of digital technology, and so you have a lot more people out there reporting a lot more things, and the legacy news organizations, in many ways, we have all the editors, have lost control. And so sometimes there was a period when there was this very organized effort led by the Associated Press, which is a major news service in this country that feeds a lot of radio stations and TV stations and newspapers. But it was really to push back at this. And there was a time when reporters were walking out of press briefings if the official doing the briefing was unwilling to be quoted by name. The problem is that in this digital era where there's so much competition, people are more afraid of getting beat on a story.
I think you're exactly right.
Standing up for principles.
That's why this has grown and grown and grown and grown and grown, because just we're going to go with it. And how much is not right? I'd love to go back and track some of these anonymous sources. I'm glad you want us to fight for it, too, and stand up as consumers of the media. That's that's good advice. Kathy Healy from Missouri School of Journalism, professor there, former reporter. Great conversation. This is something you should pay attention to, folks, and in local media, too, local newspapers. Watch for it. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now
now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Butler Machinery invites you to Field Days. Join them August 28th and 29th to test drive the all-new Challenger 1000 Series, the Rogator C Series, and more. Plus, learn how genuine AGCO parts can support all your AGCO equipment brands and give you more uptime in the field. Remember to stop by Butler Machinery to stock up on all the AGCO parts products you need for the fall. Then join them for Field Days on August 28th and 29th. Call Butler Machinery for more details.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Carson Wentz shops here? Why wouldn't you? Ben Swebker is here, the owner, and my neighbor. So I can tell you, you can trust this guy and his great team here. Tell us why your hot tubs are better.
Well, Hot Springs invented the portable hot tub in 1977. Does that make it better? No. The things we do and how we engineer it do, we call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. Those are the three big differences to whether you use this a lot or not at all. And believe me, we want you in hot water. We need you in it because you're better physically, mentally, and relationally.
And you are the only saltwater hot tub?
The only one. Do your research. A lot of our competitors will claim they have salt water, but do your research. You'll understand why Ace Salt Water is the one and only on the market.
Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Last time segment, Tony, it just snuck up on us, didn't it? Be here all
time
day.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, darn it anyway, having so much fun. Headed for Minot later today. I'll be at the University of Mary for a bit tomorrow and also at the Dakota Hip Hope Clinic for a special broadcast tomorrow to learn a little bit about what they do day in and day out. You know, there's so many heroes out there that just toil in obscurity and they don't care. They're just getting it done, but they get so much done. And Dakota Hope Clinic is one of those kind of groups, and there are many around us. I mean, I can think of the Perry Center, I can think of First Choice Clinic, I can think of just so many, I don't remember. Women's Pregnancy Center, is it up in Grand Forks? And Park River, there's many of these. They just all do a lot of good work, and they're just passionate about defending life. So I appreciate you, and it's kind of neat that we get to go celebrate that a little bit today with our friends there. Speaking of the University of Mary and good care, listen up, nurses. Why did you become a nurse? I think I know. You have a heart for others, don't you? And every nurse wants to grow in skills, excel in the profession. University of Mary has this long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to get to your full potential, to take on leadership roles, to increase your lifetime earnings. And the key to rising in your profession is getting that advanced degree. You knew that probably. National nursing organizations are calling for huge numbers of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. They need you. And at the University of Mary, they want to make that possible for you to move forward. Now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. That's a heck of a deal. A lot of others run as much as $8,000 higher. And then earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is just really a smart choice for all the reasons I just mentioned. And also because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what the University of Mary does. Listen to this convenience. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time, the University of Mary. An excellent education and an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/msn today to apply. What else do I need to tell you? I want to go through some of these texts because we've got so darn many and we just are running out of time. Texter says, I just had a conversation with Gary Amanith from the parking lot of Runnings. Can't wait until he ousts Aaron Oban from District 35 so we have a conservative North Dakota-minded senator instead of a leftist with the second highest liberal voting record in the Senate. Amanith Martinson Carls, hashtag, is the texter's comment there. Saw Gary this weekend, and that's an important race for Bismarck folks. Aaron Oban is the poster child for liberalism. That's her thing. She's there to, you know, to be there. Remember, she's the one that had to knock out someone because they were pro-life. They got to go. Oh, they're awful. So, I agree with that texter. Just read Kavanaugh's mother was the judge in the accuser's home foreclosure, and her brother had cases before her, too. Oh, boy. You kidding me? I hadn't heard that. Kavanaugh's mother was the judge in his accuser's home foreclosure, and her brother had cases before Kavanaugh's mom, too. Had not heard that. Speaks volumes. Thank you very much. Do you know that North Dakota is now pumping as much crude as Venezuela? Is that right? We're number one now, you know. It's incredible. Incredible what's going on. North Dakota is pumping as much crude as Venezuela. I can't wait for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting next week. Think of the excitement that's going to happen. Monday, Tuesday, Monday's one of those really neat information sessions. If you're interested at all in the oil industry, the experts come. It's really good. Tuesday morning, Donald Trump Jr. is going to take to the stage. How about that? Incredible. So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch, no doubt about that. All right, that's next week. We got to get through this week first, right? And the text from today. The Democrats are running scared and getting sloppy. They sense the end of abortion. With Heidi and Chucky's shameless touchdown celebration, how can they see past the plank in their eye to pick out the speck in another's? They strain out the gnat in the glass with bloody hands. It's time to forget political lines and vote as human beings. The abolition of abortion is overdue. It is. It is the Holocaust of... Yeah, here's more information on the foreclosure case. Very interesting. Boy, that's some new flavor here, folks. That is some new flavor. Motivation. Motive on the other side. Texter says, I want to go to D.C. I do, too. So let's go. December 4th through the 8th. Norway, June 14th through 29th. Couple trips on the docket. Love to have you along. Going to have a good, just fabulous time. Remind me tomorrow to actually read the itinerary, the whole works, because I think I've just done it one time. We'll get you the itinerary, though. Thank you for asking. Goes on to say, Dems are grasping for air. With the life in me, I can't understand why the right doesn't fight like the left. Don't disagree. I think it's largely this. Democrats, look at Heidi Heitkamp, EPA lawyer, okay? She's an activist lawyer. That's in her DNA. So she's you know, a politician for life, basically. But really an environmental lawyer. So many Democrats are lawyers and are professionals and are people that are politicians for life. They're the politicians. That's their profession, not citizen legislators. Now, there's a few on the right as well, but it's just not the DNA of a conservative to say, I'll have a job working for the government forever. That's, unfortunately, the left. And I guess that's why we're just not at it as long. They're just very good politicians. And politicians fight to the death for life. All right, folks, got to go see tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon buck.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.